Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Chaf 120, and we have five lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Yud Tes Amid Beis. So we're in the middle of discussing the Bnei Slavchot. Specifically, the last Gemara was waxing poetic about the Chashivus of the Bnei Slavchot. Chachmoni Yoseim, Darshoni Yoseim, Tzidkoni Yoseim. How do we know they were Chachmoni Yoseim? They were shrewd. They were wise. They knew to find an opportune time to come to Moshe Rabbeinu to present their case. Moshe Rabbeinu was learning Masechtas Yevamos, Hayu Yoshe V'Doresh B'Parshas Yevamin, and they came to Moshe and they said, Nama Nafshach, if a bas is treated like a ben, then there's no reason we shouldn't yarshin, the same way our brothers would have yarshin. And if a bas is not treated like a ben, that means that our father died without any banim, ubein einloi, then our mother should require yibum. So they waited for an opportune time. Thus you see that they were chachomim. Darshani Yosein, they understood from darshani the parsha of Nachlois that had there been a son, then they wouldn't have been entitled to a Yerusha. And at the same time, Tzidkoni Yosh says, as well, says the Gemara, how do you know that they were Tzidkoni Yosh? Because when it came time for them to get married, they only married within their shevet. They refused to marry outside of that shevet. And this is really based on a Gemara that we're going to see shortly, where the Gemara says that even though that dor that entered Eretz Yisrael had an Isser of Leisisav Nachla, an Isser that we spoke a lot about last week, where it was Isser for a woman that was destined to Yarshin, to marry somebody outside of her Shevet, but there was an exception to that rule. The Bnei Slavchad were exempted from that Isser, stating that they took upon themselves not to marry outside their Shevet, and it's from there that you see Tzidkoni Yosein. And the Gemara elaborates on this point. Tani Rebbe, Lias Ben Yaakov, Filuk Tanish Behem, Loinisis, Pukusim, Arbam Shana, of the five Bnei Slavchad, the one that got married youngest was more than 40 years old. And the reason was because they couldn't find somebody that was Hogun from their Shevet. Now, had they been Moira Heter and used what they were allowed to do, which is marry outside of their Shevet, they could have been married at a younger age. But they were Mevater on their interest of getting married to be medaktik, be machmer, to marry somebody within their shevet, and it's from there that you see that they were tzidkoni. Any freak to Gemara, is that such a proper thing to do? To wait until even after the age of 40 to get married? If a girl gets married before she's 20 years old, you let us ask Bashishin. She's going to be so fertile, she's going to be able to have children until she's 60. Bas Esrim, if she gets married when she's exactly 20, you let us Adarban, she'll be able to have children until she's 40. Bas Arban, if she waits until she's 40 to get married, Shuveni. She's not going to have children at all. So if not getting married at the age of 40 or later would cause a person not to be able to have children, why they took kanyos for waiting so long? Says the Gemara, Elo, mitoich shetit kanyosim, nasol neskiyo yecheve. No, they were such tit kanyos that they had betochen that they would have the same miracle that happened to yecheve. The chesiv, as the pasuk says, v'yelachish mibeis levi, v'yikaches bas levi. And this pasuk, of course, is referring to Yocheved, who married Amram. Amram was from the family of Levi. Yocheved was Bas Levi. They came together, they got married, and they had Moshe Rabbeinu. Efshe Freik de Gemara, Bas Meh V'Shloshim Shana V'Karla Bas. This happened right in the beginning of Parashat Shmos, which would make Yocheved 130 years old. So if Yocheved is 130 years old, how could you refer to her as a bas? Says the Gemara. She was born in Mitzrayim. She was born in Mitzrayim, but she was conceived outside of Mitzrayim. Why then would she call the bas if she was really 130 years old? That she was like to a miracle, that she became like a naira. Her body changed and she became like a young girl. Nesadin habasar, nispashtu hakimotim, v'chazra yofilim kaima. She became again like a young child. So the Bnei Slavchad had bitachin that they would merit the same exact miracle. They were seimich al hanes, that they would have the miracle that happened to Yocheved. And in fact, that's exactly what happened. But that's where you see that they were tzidkoniyos. Number one, that they didn't marry outside of their shevet, even at the expense of having to wait until after they were 40 years old. But even more so, the fact that they had betochen that they would merit the miracle of Yecheved. It must be they were on very high madriga if they thought that they would be shaykh to this miracle. Says the Gemara B'derech Agav, we mentioned this pasuk, Vayelechish mi beis Levi, Vayikach es bas Levi, and we just established it's referring to Yecheved, who was the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. But we, of course, know the rest of the story. The rest of the story is that Yecheved and Amram had been married previously, but Amram got up, he divorced Yecheved because of the gzeira of Pari. Pari made an gzeira that every son that's born you have to throw into the yard. They didn't want to have children. What's the point? We're going to have a son, he's going to be thrown into the yard. Miriam gave techocha to Amram. Miriam said, your gzeira is worse than Pari's gzeira. Shapari, like gazer el al ascharim. And you're being gezer on the scharim and the nekeves, v'nimse zara shal avram avinu kolam yelof. That's even worse. So Amram got the Teichacha, he accepted it, and he went ahead and married Yecheved again. And that's this pasuk. Vayelach ishmi beis levi vayikach es bas levi. It is not when they're getting married for the first time. It's when they're getting married for the second time. So freik the Gemara, vayikach v'yachsam riboyle, shouldn't have said that he was being machzik rushasa, he's marrying her for the second time. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Zvida malamit she'asa l'maisa likuchim. You see from here that they treated it as if he was marrying her for the first time. Hushiva bapiriyoy, v'aharin u'miriyam m'shoyerim l'faneo, malachi ha'shoris oimrim, Aim Habonim Samechana. This is a Gemara, many aspects of it that we've spoken about in the Daf at length. We spoke about it in Soita David Beis. We spoke about it more recently at the very end of Perek Chaskes Abatim. It's Chaskes Abatim, Daf Samech Amid Beis. I think we spoke out the raid. Daf Samech Beis. It was a Sunday Daf. We went back to the end of Daf Samech Amid Beis. But either way, we've gone through different aspects of this Gemara, but Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush, just three ha'aras regarding this Gemara that we just learned. Number one, the Gemara quotes the pasuk Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi Vayikach Es Bas Levi, and the context is right after the Gzeira of Parai. Parai made a Gzeira that any son that's born Hayo'ir Tashlichu Ish goes from Beis Levi, takes a Bas Levi. Chazal, again, give us the rest of the story. Soita Yudbeis Amad Aleph, a little bit right here. The Ish is Amram. The Bas Levi, the Isha, is Yecheved. They had been previously married. As a matter of fact, they had two children. They had Aharon and they had Miriam. They had gotten divorced because of Paris Gzeira. Miriam gave Amram Teichacha. Amram accepted the Teichacha. And that was the context of Vayelech Ish, Mibeis Levi, Vayikach is Bas Levi. I, from the Pasuk, it sounds like they're getting married for the first time. V'yachzor v'yikach mibayalei, says the Gemara, melamit she'asal ha'maisa l'kuchim, ha'yshiva ba'piryon, because this wasn't just a wedding. This was from the great weddings of all time. The Malachi Asharis were there. They were saying, e'im abonim semecha. That's the context. But there's an obvious question over here. If the ish mibayis levi is Amram, and the Isha Mibas Levi is Yecheved. These aren't just ordinary people. These are chshuvim. Amram gadol adar hoya, says the Gemara. So why doesn't the pasuk say, Vayelech Amram Vayikach es Yecheved? Why Vayelech Ish Mibes Levi Vayikach es Bas Levi, which almost sounds like they're being presented as Pashat Yidden. They were anything but Pashat Yidden. Imagine referring to Reb Chaim Kanievsky as an Ish Mibnei Brak. He's an Ish Mibnei Brak. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is the God of Adar. So Vayelech Ish Mibes Levi Vayelech Amram Vayikach es Yecheved. So I remember many, many, many years ago, I went with my Zayda to a Chumashir for Reb Abba Brandspiegel. So I remember he said that the Torah is coming to teach us a lesson, that you think in order to be a Moshe Rabbeinu, your father has to be the Gadol Adar, your mother has to be a Gadol Adar. That's what the Torah is coming to say in a very subtle way. Moshe Rabbeinu can come from an Ish Mibeis Levi and an Isha Mibas Levi. That's the message. It's true. It was Amram and Yecheved. These were Gedolei Adar. They were Miuchasos. They traced themselves to Levi, Yaakov, Yitzchak, Avram. They were the Miuchasos Shabi Yisrael. But it didn't have to be that way. It's not because it was Amram and Yecheved that's why there's a Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu can vax even from a Poshet Shtub, a Vayelech Ish Mibes Levi, even a Vayikach Isha Mibas Levi. That could also produce a Moshe Rabbeinu. But I saw recently a beautiful Beher from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Emes Liyakov. He says it twice. He says it on this pasuk right here, Bekitzer, and then he sends you to what he said in Parshas Bereishis, much more by Richos. And he says something that's Ru'uyin Lamisha Amram. He says, you know what the Torah was coming to emphasize? Moshe Rabbeinu was the manag of Klai. So he's the greatest leader we've ever had. He stood on top of the mountain. He was Mekabel Torah Misina. He went up to the Shemayim for 120 days. Lechem Le'yachal, Mayim Le'shasa. Moshe Rabbeinu reached levels that no Yid was ever going to reach. In other religions, people like that are not the child of a man and a woman. In other religions, they come from supernatural type circumstances. The Torah wanted to emphasize that our manik, Moshe Rabbeinu, was a Yeludisha. Vayelech ish, mi beis Levi. Vayikach es bas Levi. Avada, the Torah could have said Amram ben Yecheved. But then you have to know who Amram was, who Yecheved was. You know what the Torah is trying to emphasize? Exclamation part, emphasis on ish. Emphasis on Bas. The Torah is coming to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was a regular Isha. He was the son of a man and a woman. That's who our great Samanag is. And Afal Pikain, he was able to shtag. And he says that there's a very deep message over here, and it goes to the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit. And that is that we believe that we're made up of two components. We're made up of a guf that comes from the Adama, Me'ayim Basa, but at the same time, we're also made up of a neshama, a chelak elikam yimal. Our job is to take our neshama, fuse it together with our guf, and create a being that's even greater than the malachim. It's even greater than the celestial beings. Because we're not all physical, like the behemoths are, for example. We're also not only spiritual. We're a combination of the physical and the spiritual, of the Gashmi and the Ruchni. And when you can take Gashmi and Ruchni and elevate the Gashmi, that's even greater than Ruchni. The elevated Gashmi is even greater than Ruchni. But the point is that that's our belief. Our belief is not that there's Guf, there's Gashmi, there's Ruach, there's Ruchni, and one has nothing to do with the other. By us, the Manhigei Adar can get married. There's a mitzvah to eat. There's a mitzvah to drink. It's true, by the Umay Sa'ilam, they can't relate to that. There are people that live an ascetic type existence. This one doesn't talk. This one practices abstinence. That's not our belief. Our belief is that Alas Kum Tzazaman, Moshe Rabbeinu, is a Yolodisha. Either way, Rabbi Yaakov talks about it at length. Maybe we'll save it for another day. In Parashas Bereishis, he says something beautiful. It's actually related to Yontif, the Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Oy kulei Lashem, oy kulei Lachem, oy chatzi Lashem, chatzi Lachem. Maybe we'll save it for one day next week. Either way, that's the first aura. The second aura, as we mentioned, Yocheved. Yocheved was Noilda Bein HaChoymos. I think we spoke this out once, that I saw from Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyen. Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyen says, what's the significance of Yecheved being Noilda Bein HaChoymos? He says, because Yecheved was the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu had a dual function. He had to do two things. Number one, Moshe Rabbeinu had to negotiate with Paroi. He had to spend a year with Paroi and negotiate the exodus of Klal Yisrael. He had to be a warrior. He had to be a leader. At the same time, Moshe Rabbeinu was the man of Ruchni of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai. Moshe was the one that initially was supposed to lead the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe is the Moshe Rabbeinu. Said Tzadik HaKoyen that Moshe Rabbeinu, in order for him to be able to wear these two hats, had to be made up of two koiches. In order to be able to handle with Paroi, he had to have a little Mitzri in him. But at the same time, in order for him to be able to be Mekabel Torah Misinai, he had to be in Eretz Yisrael the Geyid. So Moshe Rabbeinu's mother is Yecheved. She was Noilda Bein HaChoymos. Her Rasa was in Eretz Yisrael, but at the same time, Leidos is B'Mitzrayim. She's Bein HaChoymos. She's able to straddle both worlds. She comes a shtickle from Mitzrayim. She comes a shtickle from Eretz Yisrael. The shtickle that she has coming from Mitzrayim, that gave her son the Koiches to be able to deal with a Mitzri, to be able to deal with Paroi, to be able to implement the makis and negotiate the ultimate vayhi b'shalach paroi esayom. But at the same time, the fact that she's bein achoymetz, she comes a little bit from Eretz Yisrael, that's what gave Moshe Rabbeinu the koiches to be able to be mekabel Torah Misinai, lead the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. It reminded me of something that I once saw from the Shem Yishmul. The Shem Yishmul says, and this is in Yonah de Yoyma, so Shavuos next week, so Shavuos we lay in Rus. Rus, of course, is the baba, she's the grandmother of David HaMelech. David HaMelech came from Rus. And every single person is bothered with the most obvious kasha. David HaMelech, Malchus based David, all the Melachim, Chizkiyo, Yeshio. Who do they come from? From their maternal side, they trace the Yichas to a Mayavia. Al Rishonim on a Mitzarin. That she was even Mutalavi Bakal Hashem. Even that was controversial. Mayavi Veloy Amoy. Veloy Amoynis. Mayavi Veloy Mayavis. But why would we want, shouldn't David HaMelech have had yichas from the Rebbe HaMelech? Shouldn't he have some nice The yichus of David HaMelech is he comes from a mayavia, he comes from Rus. There's many terutzim that was said, but something so profound I once saw from the Shem Mishmul, the Heilige Sachet Shavu Rebbe. He said that in order for a melech to be able to rule, sometimes he has to be an achzar. It's not possible. You sometimes have to rule with an iron fist. You have to make unpopular decisions. You have to do things sometimes that are going to hurt people. It's the only way. As a matter of fact, Shaul HaMelech had Rachmanus on Agog, and what happened? He lost the Melucha because of that. He wasn't supposed to have Rachmanus. Sometimes a Melech is somebody that has to be able to exercise Achzorius. It's part of the job. It's one of the criteria that you have to have. Hot the Shem Mishmul Gazak, that for a Yid not to be a Rachman is not possible. Because we're Rachmanim and Rachmanim. We're Baishanim, we're Gemle Chasadim. There's no other way. Hashem needed that Malchus Beis David should be able to sometimes rule with an iron fist. Sometimes look the other way. Not have compassion. The only way that would be possible is if there was one artery that was pumping non-Jewish blood. Blood that came from Moyav. Blood that came from a nation that stood for Achzorius. It's for that reason the Hashkacha Hot Gefirt, that David HaMelech, albeit from a great-great-great-grandmother, should have Yichus of Mayavia, that would give him the ability not to make the same mistake that Shaul did. David got the Melucha because he took it from Shaul. Why did Shaul lose it? Because he had Rachmanus when he wasn't supposed to have Rachmanus. How are we going to make sure that David HaMelech is not going to make the same mistake? The way we're going to make sure David HaMelech doesn't make that same mistake is by giving David HaMelech dual koiches. On the one hand, he has koiches. He comes from Yishai, tracing himself all the way back to Yehuda, the son of Yaakov Avinu. But at the same time, from his maternal side, or from his father's mother, he has yichus, that's mayavia, that's going to allow him to straddle these worlds. So Moshe Rabbeinu the Manik had to have koiches from two sides to be able to wear both hats. David HaMelech had that same necessity, and that's why David HaMelech comes from a mayavia. Either way, so again, we're talking about the Benois Tzlafcha. Now, it's interesting, the Benois Tzlafcha are mentioned twice in the Torah. So they're mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, that's the parsha that we've been primarily discussing, when the Benois Tzlafcha come and they present their case to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they're mentioned again in Parshas Maaseh, at the very end of Sefer Bamidbar, where the Torah talks about the Isser Hasavas Nachla. So the Torah over there again mentions the Bnei Slavcha. But if you look carefully at the Psukim, you'll see that the order in which the Bnei Slavcha are mentioned is different the two times they're mentioned. In Parshas Pinchas, Perek Chavzayim Pasuk Aleph, the Elish Mois Bnei, these are the names of the Bnei Slavcha: Machla, Noya, V'Chagla, Umilka, V'Sirtza. If you look in Parshas Maaseh, Perek Lamed Vav Pasuk Yud Aleph, so over there it's Machla, same first one, not Noya, there it's Sirtza, Chagla, Umilka, V'Noya. So two of them are out of order. Noya and Sirtza, swap. So the Gemara assumes that the reason must be because lahalon manamakos of derech kudulasan. In Parshas Maaseh, the Torah mentioned them in order of their age. Vikan, and over here in Parshas Pinchas, derech achmasan. The Torah is mentioning them in terms of how wise they were. And what's this for us? The Rashbam helps us out here a little bit. Lahalon manamakos of derech kudulasan, because over there we're talking about them getting married. Vatiyena machla sirtza v'chagla umilka v'noya b'noy safcha l'vnei doideyam menashem. The context over there is that they got married. They married b'nei doideyam. They probably got married in order of their age, says the Rashbam, because it's a pasuk. Lo yasakein b'mkoymenu. Lo says it's atzeir l'fnei abechira. Lavan famously told Yaakov Avinu that it's inappropriate for the younger daughter, Rachel, to get married before the older daughter, Leah. So what do you see from there? The older daughter is supposed to get married first. So it's mistaber then that the seder over there, in the context of them getting married, is probably in order of their age, because that's when you get married. You get married based on your age. However, over here, we were talking about them coming with a taina. They're coming as chachmaniyos. They're coming as darshaniyos. They're coming as sidkaniyos, making this argument that they should be able to inherit. So that has nothing to do with age. It makes more sense that we're mentioning them in terms of the seder of chachma. Incidentally, this Rashbam, v'yasakein b'mkoymenu losis asir l'fnei abechira, we spent a lot of time in this in the daf, Masechtas Kedushin, daf nun beis amar aleph. The Rashbam seems to be saying that we learn a halacha from Lavan. Lavan said that, Yaakov, I know you worked for Rachel, but at the end of the day, it's inappropriate for the younger daughter, Rachel, to get married before the older daughter, Leah. Do we learn a halacha from there? How far is this supposed to go? This is true from a Moshe. It's a famous Tosfos in Kedushin Daf. Numbeis and Alpha Rabbeinu Tam brings a Maisa Shahaya with one of the Rishonim who was Mekadesh, the daughter of a Grois Gvir, and it was unclear which girl was supposed to be Mekudeshes. And Rabbeinu Tam paskin that the oldest one is supposed to get married. Because of this pasuk, Yasek came bim Koimenu Losis Atzeiro, Lefnei Abachira, and the obvious Kashit, according to Lavan, Yaakov seemed to have argued with that. Yaakov had no problem marrying Rachel before Leah. This was all Lavan's taina. So it sounds like you have a machloik is Yaakov Avinu and Lavan. Lechura, I would think you're paskin like Yaakov. Either way, so maybe there's something that we'll talk about tomorrow.
Even if there's an Issa, what would be this to the man to marry the younger of the two sisters? So Israel is on the father to marry off the younger of the
So someone to say that. Alright, so we'll get into this tomorrow. Either way, in Parshas Masi, in the context of them getting married, the reason the Seder is the way it is because that's based on their age. The kind of we hear Derech Chachmasam Misayele L'Rav Ami. Dom Rav Ami be Yeshiva Halakach Chachma. When it comes to Yeshiva, you're supposed to give people Chashivos based on Chachma. The Mesiba. But when it comes to a mesiba, such as a mishta or a chasin, a holachach hazikna, then you're mechabed the person that's older. Amar Rav Ashi, food the maflik b'chachma. This that we say, it's so pashit that by yeshiva you go after chachma, it's only if you have someone that's much smarter than the other person. But let's say you have two people, one's a little smarter, but the other one is older, not so pashit. And at the same time, when you say be mesiba holachach hazikna, food the maflik b'zikna, it's only if he's much older. What if you don't have someone that's maflik b'chachma, you don't have someone that's maflik b'zikna? I am Breshman, the Breshman makes the cheshbon. Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, Bnei Slavcha Chkulas, and the Bnei Slavcha, they were all shakal. One wasn't greater than the other. They were actually all shakal. Shenema Vatiyeno, the Bnei Slavcha, the war Vatiyeno, Havai Achas Kulon, they were all on the same matrix. Amr Rabbi Damashmuel, Bnei Slavcha, Hutuli Nosel Chalashot, the Bnei Slavcha were allowed to marry somebody from any shevet that they wanted. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Letoiv Beineyem, Tiyeno Lenoshen. So the Pasuk over there in Parshas Maaseh, when it discusses them getting married, so they're told that you, Bnei Slavcha, you are allowed to marry anybody that you want. Zeh ha-dover ha-shetziva Hashem le-Bnei Slavcha le-Mar. This is what you should tell the Bnei Slavcha. La-toiv be'ineyem tiyeno le-Noshem. Whoever you're interested in marrying, marry. Ach, however, le-Mishbachas matei aviyem tiyeno le-Noshem. 9 seconds later, you should marry somebody from your own shape. It says the Gemara, Elamani Mekayim, how do you read the end of the Pasuk? Ach, l'mishpachas mati avim tiyeno l'noshim. It's a toivo, you see, on a kosov. That was just an it's a toivo. Shlo yinos, elalogilam. The katchila, marry somebody from your shape. But really, if you don't want to, it's something that you don't have to do. So before we go weiter, so you see here, the Gemara says that from this Pasuk, zeh hadover, ashetziv Hashem l'bnoi slavcha lemer, l'toiv beinem tiyeno l'noshim, we learn that the b'nois slavchot were an exception to the rule. Whereas everybody had this Isra Savas Nachla, not the Bnei Slavcha. They were allowed to marry anybody that they wanted. Stating that, there's an Eitz HaToyva Kamash Malan. Rameir Simcha says, I have another Raya. And in fact, Rameir Simcha makes a cheshbon somehow that the Gemara really means his Raya. I'm not sure how he does that. But Rameir Simcha says, I'll bring you a Raya from a Pasuk of Parshas Minchas. And this is classic Rameir Simcha. When the Pasuk discusses the original encounter between the Bnei Slavcha and Moshe Rabbeinu. What does the Pasuk say? Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Leimar. So Moshe Rabbeinu hears the argument of Bnei Slavcha. Vayakrev es mishpatam lefnei Hashem. He immediately turns around and he goes to Hashem. Says the Pasuk, Hashem tells Moshe, came Bnei Slavcha doivres. Bnei Slavcha are tiny good. Not saying titel ha-machuzas nachla, but teichachi aviyam. Let them have what they're supposed to get. The havarta is nachlas aviyam lohem. And give nachlas aviyam lohem. Says Rameyav Simcha, the Torah used the word v'havarta. Interesting choice of words. Because the Gemara said in the beginning of the Perek, that what do you learn from the word havarta? It's a lashon of havaras nachla. Havarta is in the context of the nachla changing from one shevet to another shevet. So why would the Torah use the lashon the havarta is nachlas aviyam lahem? Says Rameya Simcha, this is a remez, that the Bnei Slavchot were allowed to marry outside of their shevet. If they're allowed to marry outside their shevet, they're going to yarshin from their father Slavchot, who took from Chefer, who took from Mocher ben Menashe ben Yosef. They're taking something from Shevet Yosef. What if they married someone from Shevet Zvulun? So now it comes out that they just were maver the nachla outside of their family's estate. That's something that ordinary you're not allowed to do. Oh, the teretz is. Bnei Slavchot were different. Either way, so says Rameh Simcha, I have a remez, not from Parshas Maaseh, but from the Ikur Parsh of Nachlois, from Parshas Pinchos to this, he said. But the Gemara asks Akasha, how could you tell me that the Bnei Slavchot were allowed to marry anybody they wanted? Moisev Rabba, Emor Aleyem. It says in Vayikra Chav Beis, and the context over there is completely random. It's talking about a Tomei who's not allowed to eat kachin. And Moira Aleim Ludo Yerisechem Kolish Asher Yikrav Mikol Zarachem Ala Kachin Asher Yakdishu Bnei Yisrael Hashem V'Tumaseh. If somebody's Tomei and he gets too close to kachin, meaning he eats kachin, the Nichrasa Hanefesh Ahim Milfonai Ani Hashem. This person is going to be Chayiv Kares. Says the Gemara. It says Emor Aleim. Tell them. The Dere Sechem. It's a little conflicting. Aleihem sounds like it's Negei them, that door. The Dere Sechem sounds like it's Negei future generations. Says the Gemara, Emer Aleihem lo isanayim demal Har Sina. Talking to the people on Har Sina. The Dere Sechem, Elu Dere Saboyim. These are the Kumidigadiris. Imnemar Avois, Lamanemar Bonim. Venemar Bonim, Lamanemar Avois. Why does the Torah have to emphasize, I'm telling it to the Yidden, this halach is relevant to the people standing on our Sinai, and it's also relevant to the future generations. Says the Gemara, you know why? Because sometimes you find an Isser that the Torah mentions that's Negei Avos, that's not Negei the bottom, and sometimes you find an Isser that's Negei bottom. Not, meaning there was certain Isurim that were Negei only the Dar that stood at our Sinai that wasn't Negei of future generations. And at the same time, there were Isurim that were Negei of future generations that were not Negei the generation of the Yavish, such as Ba'avis Suwaimir by the Yavish, it says V'chol Basri Reshes Nachlo. That's the Isra of Asavas Nachlo. And the Isra Asavas Nachlo only applied to the generation that stood at Har Sinai. It was not Negeya, future generations. The flip side, the Yesh Babonim Asha'in, the Harbe Mitzvahs and Stavu Banim, so in Stavu Avis, there are many mitzvahs you find that the Banim have that the Avis don't have. What are those many mitzvahs? What are many mitzvahs that future generations were going to have that the Yidden and Sudar Arsinia weren't going to have? Says Rashbab, the mitzvahs are Tluyas Ba'aretz, Truma, Meiser, Chala, Ur, Levi, Leket, Shikhope, Vachin Harbe. There's many. So it's for that reason. What do you see? You see clearly that there was an issur for that dar of Hasavas Nachlo. What does that mean? Everyone in that generation was not allowed to marry outside of that shevet. So if everyone in that generation was not allowed to marry outside of that shevet, then how could you tell me now that the Bnei Slavchad were allowed to marry outside the shevet? And what's the makar? L'toiv bei neem tiyan l'noshim. Rameir Simcha is another makar. V'avartem es nachla saviyam lehem. You see it, shayach havaris nachla, which means they can marry outside of their shevet. Doesn't it say clearly that yesh ba'ovis masha'im b'bonim, and that's this iser? So the Gemara said, hu moisiv lo, hu mefarik lo. He answered the kash himself, a very simple teretz of army bnoi slavchad. It's true there was a general iser, but the general iser did not apply to the bnoi slavchad. Amar ma, ba'avis huayim v'chobasi reshes nachlo, ba'avis in, ba'avis lo, bonim loy. We're saying as a dover pasha that the iser asaf as nachlo applied only to the avis, but it did not apply to the bonim. Says the my mashma. How do you know that? How do we know? Why is it so pasha that the iser asaf as nachlo? Maybe for all generations, if there's a bas who's the reshes nachlo, meaning she is next in line to Yarshin, she's now not allowed to marry somebody from another Shevet because of a new Isra of Asavas Nachlo. Why is it so pashit that it only applied to the generation of the Bar Yaretz? Omar Rav Omar Kro. Zeha Dover. Because in the Parsha of Asavas Nachlo, it says the magic words. It says Zeha Dover. And we learn from there, Dover Zeh Lo Yehi Noyeg Elabadarza, that this should only apply to this Dor. Zeha Dover. For this Zeh, that does a dig a Dor. But no other Dor is this going to apply to. Omar Rav Omar Rav. The only time it says in the Torah Zeh HaDavar is not the parsha of Asavas Nachlo. You find Zeh HaDavar in many places in the Torah, such as Shechut Eichutz. You're not allowed to shech the carbon outside of the Azara. So you're going to tell me that being that it says Zeh HaDavar there too, it's something that's only noyeg for that door, but L'dayr is not. There it's different. L'dayrois. It says the word L'dayrois. So it's true it says Zeh HaDavar, but it also says L'dayrois. So being that it says L'dayrois, L'dayrois is marba other generations as well. Freak the Gemara, Zeh HaDavar, the Rosh Hashanah matters. Hochin Abed Lo'inei Elabadar Zeh. It says Zeh HaDavar in Parshas Matis. Parshas Matis begins with the Parsha of Aforos Nadorim. And there too it begins with the words Zeh HaDavar. So you're going to tell me that the Zeh HaDavar that it says in Parshas Matos is coming to tell me that Aforos Nadorim is only the gay of that Dor. Amalei told Mahu Yalav Zeh Zeh Mehasam. There, I have Gzeh Rishav. I learned Zeh Zeh from Shchut Eichotz. That being that Shkutei Chutzis says Hadavar, and over there it means L'dayros. How do I know? Because it says L'dayrosam Zafaros Nadarim. Even though it says Hadavar, but I have a ribui to tell me that it applies for all generations. Faith Mar Haima. I don't understand. Bishleima Hasam. Bishleima. Oh, Faith Mar Haim Nami Leilav Zezemi Hasam. If you have Xerah Shavat to teach me that despite the fact that it says Zeh Hadover in Parshas Matos, still I learned Zeh from Shchutei Chutz to tell me that Aforas Nadarim is something that's Noyeg L'Doyrois, why don't we say the same exact thing regarding Asavas Nachta? That even though it says Zeh Hadover, but really it's something that's Negeya, even future Doyrois, says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Bishlam Hasam over the Itzrich L'Gzeh Rishav. The words Zeh Hadover that it says in Parshas Matos have a function regardless of what we're discussing now. We're discussing, is Aforas Nadarim something that was only Negei L'Shah, or is Aforas Nadarim something that was Negei L'Doyres? Regardless of what the answer to that is, we need Zeh Hadavar for a Gzei Rishav. And the Gemara in a moment is going to tell us what that Gzei Rishav is. But Hoch over here, L'may Itzterech, there's no purpose in the word Zeh Hadavar in the parasha of Asavas Nachla. There's no Gzei Rishav that I need it, the Torah, to tell me the word Zeh Hadavar to teach me some halacha. So I don't need Zeh Hadavar. So if you're going to tell me that the Isser HaSavas Nachla wasn't only relevant to that dar, but it's something that was Negeya, even future generations, then why the Torah write Zeh Hadavar? To tell me that, learn it from Shchutei Chutz, that the Isser is going to be Negeya L'Doyres. The only reason I have a Havamina that it shouldn't be Negeya L'Doyres is because it says Zeh Hadavar. So just don't say Zeh Hadavar. And of course I'll know that it's L'dayrus. Lishtoy kromine, let it not say Zeh Hadavar, v'anoyodana de L'dayrusu. And I'll know that it's L'dayrus. So from the fact that the Torah wrote Zeh Hadavar, it can't be to tell me, learn Xerah Shavar from Shchutei Chutz, that the Isra HaSavas Nachla is Negei L'dayrus. Because if the Torah wants to tell me that the Isra HaSavas Nachla is Negei L'dayrus, don't say anything. Well, why would I ever have a Havamina that it should have been Negei L'dayrus? Bishloimo, by the Parsha of Aforas Nadarim, the Torah had to say Zeh Hadavar. It had to tell me Zeh Hadavar for Xerah Shavah. This is halachas we learn from that Xerah Shavah. So once the Torah had to say Zeh Hadavar, now I have a Havamina. Whoa, it says Zeh Hadavar. Zeh Hadavar is a little misleading because it's a little bit mashma. It's only Negei this dar. So the Torah says, no, this is Xerah Shavah. We learn Xerah Shavah from Shchutei Chutz that it's not only going to be Negei this dar, it's going to be Negei of future Doris as well. But in the parish of Asavas Nachla, there is no purpose for the word Zeh Hadavar. There's no limud I have from Zeh Hadavar other than the idea that it's only Negei this dar. So if you're going to tell me that it's not only Negei this dar, it's something that's really Negei L'Doyres, so the way to do that is not by saying Zeh Hadavar and then having Gzer Shava. It's by saying nothing. So for that reason, I know that Zeh Hadavar in the parish of Asavas Nachla is coming to tell me that it's only Negei that dar. The Zeh Hadavar in Shchutei Chutz, I know is L'Doyres because it says L'Doyresam, and the Zeh Hadavar in Parshas Matos, I know also is L'Doyres because I have a Gzer Shava. It says my Gzer Shava. So we just said there's this nice Gzer Shava that I learned halachas from Hafaris Nadarim to Shchutei Chutz, and vice versa. From Shchutei Chutz to Hafaris Nadarim. Which halachas do I learn? The Tanya. It's a Brais. Nemakan Zeh Hadavar, v'nema lahalon Zeh Hadavar. It says Zeh Hadavar in the parasha of Shchutei Chutz, and it says Zeh Hadavar in the parasha of Hafaris Nadar. Ma lahalon harim levadav v'chol Yisrael. Just like by Shchutei Chutz, it applied to all Yidin equally, whether it's a Aharon, whether it's a son, whether it's Klal Yisrael. In fact, that's what the pasuk says. Dabra l'Aharon v'albono v'alkol b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleim Zeh Hadavar v'ashatziv v'asham leimar. The Issur Shchutei Chutz is not unique to Kehanim. You could have thought maybe only a Kohen's not allowed a Shech Bachutz. It can make sense. A Kohen's the one who does the Avodah. So if he does the Avodah Bachutz, says the Torah, no. Dabra l'Aharon, the Kohen Gadol, v'albonov, the Kohen Hedyitz, the Al Kol B'nei Yisrael, even a Poshet Yid has the Isser of Shchutei Chutz. Afkan, Aharon Uvada B'chol Yisrael. So too in the Parsha of Aforas Nedarim, it applies to all Yidin. Uma kan Roshei HaMatos, and just like Parshas Matos was said to the Roshei HaMatos, Vayedaber Moshe El Roshei HaMatos L'Bnei Yisrael Leymar. It was said to the Chshuvim, Zeh HaDover HaShetziv HaShem. So too, the Shchutei Chutz is talking about the Roshei Amatis. Okay, we still need a little bit of help here. What are we talking about? So what halacha are we coming to teach me? Meaning, I know what Aharon Uvan of Echol Yisrael means in Shchutei Chutz. That the Isra Shchutei Chutz is not unique to the Kohen Gadol. It's not unique to the Kohanim. It's true for all Yidim. What does it mean in the context of Aforas Nadarim? Amar Avachar Bayakiv Loimesh Aforas Nadarim B'Shloishev Yoytos. That if somebody makes a neder and he wants to go to a Chacham to be Mater, the Chacham could be Aharon. He could be like one of his sons, or he could be a Poshet Yid. Every single Yid is included in terms of him having the ability to be made for neder. Fake the Gemara of a Rashi Amatis Ksiv. It's not what the Torah says. Doesn't Parshas Matis begin talking to the Rashi Amatis? Vayedaber Moshe el Rashi Amatis of Nei Yisrael Lemar Zeh Hadavar. Says the Gemara. Kedam Rav Chizda. Amar Rav Yechon Abiyachid Mumcha. Hachanami Abiyachid Mumcha. Yeah. There is a place for the Rashi Amatis in the context of Ataras Nedarim, and that is if you go to one. Meaning, if you go to three random Jews count. If you're only going to one, then that one has to be on the level of Rashi Amatis. So, on the one hand, it's Vayidaber Moshe. Levneis Vaydaber Moshe al Rashi Amatis Levneis Ra. Ataras Nedarim is related to Rashi Amatis if it's a Yachid. Then Yochid has to be a Mumcha. At the same time, we have the Gzeres Shava, Zeh Adover, to teach me that it could be a Hanroin, it could be Bonav, it could be Kol B'nei Yisrael, because if you're going to three, then any three are going to be good. That's the Gzeres Shava in terms of what we learn from Shchutei Chatz. We learn a Halach and Haftaras Nedarim, or Haftaras Nedarim, as the Gemara calls it, from Shchutei Chatz, that three Poshet Yidin could be matter neder. What about in the reverse? Umakan Rashi Amatis. We said that just like in Ataras Nedarim, the Torah emphasized Rashi Amatis. Aflahal and so too by Shchutei Chutz Rashi Amatis. The Ma'il. Because what halacha is that coming to teach me? Amar Avsheishes Loimer Sheyesh Shelo Behekdesh. That there's a concept of being matter neder when it comes to kachim. Meaning, Sol Kedai Techamino, that even though Hekdesh is a neder, the Ran and Nedarim. Right in the beginning, Shtel Zavek, there's two types in the Dorm. There's Nidre Isser, that's the Pashat and Neder, and then there's Nidre Hektish, when someone's Makdish something. Hektish also works with the Parish of the Neder. So you would think that just like you could be Matter a regular Neder, you could be Matter Hektish, or maybe not, maybe you can't be Matter Hektish. That's what the Gzeres Shava teaches me. We're Makish, the Parish of Shchutei Chutz, which is discussing Hektish, to Parshas Matis, which is Ish Kiider Neder Lashem, or Yishav Ashvu, Lesser Israel Nafshoy. We're talking about regular Nidre Yisr, to teach me that just like by Nidre Yisr, there's a concept of being Matter the Neder, so too when it comes to Nidre Hektish, there's a concept of being Matter the Neder as well. Freak the Gemara, the Beshamid Amri, Ain Shelo Behektish, according to Beshamid that holds you can't be Matter Hektish. It's not within the Mishnah. Who's this Beshamid? Beshamid Yim Hektish, Lois Hektish. If someone makes Hektish, Betoys is Hektish. Who Beisulim Rim, Ain Hektish. And Shelo is related to Taos. Bottom line is, the Gemara assumes that if Bishamai holds Hektish, Taos, Hektish, it means you can't be Shoyal on Hektish. So he doesn't have that second leg of the Gzeres Shava. What are we using with the second leg of the Gzeres Shava? To teach me that just like you can be Matar Nidre Yisr, so too you can be Matar Nidre Hektish. And the way the Rashbam explains the Gemara's kasha, here's the punchline. That if Beishamai held the Gzeres Shava, Zeh Adover, he would have held that Hektish Tois Lo Yavi Hektish. Because he would have used the Gzeres Shava, like the Brisa uses it, to tell me that you could be Matar Hektish. If so, it's Muchach, that Hektish Betois Lo Yavi Hektish. If Beishamai holds Hektish Betois Havi Hektish, that means you're forced to say that Beishamai doesn't hold that you could be Shoyal on Hektish. If you can't be Shoyal on Hektish, that means it doesn't hold the Gzeres Shava. So I Zevazemai of delay. So why then did the Torah write Zehadovar? By Hasavas Nachlo, the Torah wrote Zehadovar to teach me it was only Negei that Dar. Till now, we were learning that why the Torah writes Zehadovar by Shchutei Chutz and Zehadovar by Parshas Mato is to teach me the Gzeres Shava, to teach me important halachas, to teach me that three head yoitis can be Matan Eder by Afaras Nedarim, and to teach me you can be Shoyal on Hektish. And the Parsha of Shchutei Chutz is a concept of Sheila. But according to Beshamai, he clearly doesn't hold the Gzeres Shava, because Beshamai holds Hektish, Betois, Havi Hektish. And if Beshamai held the Gzeres Shava, he would hold you can be Shoyal on Hektish, which would mean Hektish, Betois, Lai Havi Hektish. So why the Torah writes Zehadovar in these two respective places? So the Gemara says, "Zehadavar the shchutei chutz mi boyle ala shoychu du chayv eni chayv ala moylek. You only chayv for shchitas chutz, you're not chayv for malikas chutz. Malika was the equivalent thereof of shchita that was done to an oif when they brought it as a carbon in the Beis Hamikdash. Zehadavar the Rashi Amatis mi boyle. Zehadavar Rashi Amatis coming to teach me lachacham matter ve'im baal matter. A chacham can be matter neder, but a baal can't be matter neder. Baal mefer, a baal can be mefer neder. Ve'im chacham mefer, but a chacham can't be mefer a neder. So we know there's two ways to get rid of a neder. You can go to a chacham. That's what we do erev Rosh Hashanah. Mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Three hedyotos, one mumcha. You can go to a chacham to be matan eder. There's also the parashah of Afaras Nadar. A married woman or a girl who was less than 12 years old, if she made an eder, b'yoyim shamay, the day that the neder was made, or the day that the father or the husband respectively heard the neder, they would have ability to be made for neder. But one is ataras nadarim, and one is afaras nadar. And the Gemara says they're not the same thing. A chacham is matan, and a Baal is Mefer. The Gemara says, Chacham Sha'amar Belashan Baal, the Baal Sha'amar Belashan Chacham. So if a Chacham said, Mufralach, 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 or if the Baal said, Mutterlach, 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 the Halach is, the Neder is not going to be Batal. The Chacham has to stick to the Lashon Mutter, and the Baal has to stick to the Lashon Afar. What's the difference? What's the difference? Why are we so upset? Aren't they really accomplishing the same thing? So, the answer is no. The Ra'an of Masechet Sadarim quotes a Yerushalmi, and he says that the way HaTorah and the way HaFarah work are very, very different. HaTorah's Nadarim is Uyku the Nedal Mafreya. It's as if the Nedar never happened. In Yeshiva, they say it's Minkanu Lahabal Mafreya, whatever that means. But you're Uyku the Nedal Mafreya. HaFarah's Nadarim is not Uyku the Nedal Mafreya. It's only Mevatul the Nedar. Mikanu lahabon, megas gaius. From here to forward, the nether is not going to be here. But even now, we acknowledge that once upon a time there was a nether. HaTorah, the lashon HaTorah is a lashon of being oikul mafreya. HaFarah is a lashon of being meferit mikanu lahabon. That's what the Ran says b'shem Mer Yerushalmi. There's a famous Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel Hilchos Nadarim where the Rambam has it in the reverse. The Rambam says HaFarah is oikul mafreya. HaTorah is Matri Mikanul Abba. This is one of the most shverste Rambams of all time. The Kesef Mishnah is very Mayur. Rabbi Chanan Kavitzaoru says Dvarim Niflon to try to say Pshat in this Rambam. But the Rambam is very shver. It's not the Pasha Pshat. The Pasha Pshat is that HaFarah works Mikanul Abba. HaTorah works the Mafrei, and that's why you have to say it in the right way. Because if a Baal's going to say Mutalach, 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 it sounds like the Baal's being Oikir the Nedal Mafrei. He doesn't have the ability to do that. He said that he's doing something he can't really do. Thus, it doesn't work. If the Chacham is going to say Mufalach, 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 it sounds like he just wants to be Mevatel Mikar Olabo. That's something he doesn't need to have the ability to do. So the Baal has to say Mutalach, the Chacham has to say, the Baal has to say Mutter, the Mufar, the Chacham has to say Mutter. The point is, they have to say it with the right lashon. Beishamai says, how do I know that? Zehadover. You have to get it right. You have to say it in the right way. If you look at the Rashbam here, the Rashbam seems to have a different shot. It almost sounds like from the Rashbam, I'm not sure, but it almost sounds like from the Rashbam that the Rashbam learned that HaFarah also works on Afreya. HaTorah works on Afreya, and HaFarah also works on Afreya. It might be a third shita. We might have the Yerushalmi, which the Ran quotes in Nedarim Ayin Zayin Amadbeis, which is the Pashtis. HaTorah is Oikul Afreya, HaFarah is Mikano Lahaba. The Rambam who had it in the reverse, and the Rashbam who says a little bit like they both. What's the difference then? The Rashbam says the difference is, in order for a Chacham to be Matan Neder, you need a Pesach, you need a Charot, it has to be a basis. You can't just do it frivolously. You can't just do it indiscriminately. You can't just make a nether. You know what? I'm not interested in the nether. Let me go to a Chacham, Mutalach, 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 I'll get myself out of the nether. It's not so simple. You need a basis. You need Pesach, you need Charata, a Baal or an Av, a husband or a father, they don't need a basis. As long as it's B'yayim Shammai, they have ability to do it. So the Rashbam says that HaFarah suggests that you just be Mevatalit. For no reason other than the fact that you decided that you want to be Mevatalit. HaTorah suggests that you're doing it for a reason. There's a basis. That's the nuance between HaTorah and HaFar. Either way, a little bit more cheshbon. According to Beishamai, who doesn't hold of the Gzeirah Shava, right, we just established that. How do you know Beishamai doesn't hold of the Gzeirah Shava? Because Beishamai holds Hekdesh B'toyis Havi Hekdesh, which means that you can't be Shoyal on Hekdesh. Now, if he held of the Gzeirah Shava, he would have learned from Parshas Matis to the Parshas of Shchutei Chutz that you could be Shoyal on Hekdesh. Elamai doesn't hold of the Gzeirah Shava. So what's the kasha? We said earlier that how do you know that three Het Yoytos could be Matan Eder? You learn it from the parasha of Shchutei Chutz. Meaning, even though Parashas Matis seems to be talking to the Rosh Hayamatis, but we learn from Shchutei Chutz where the Torah says, Tabra laharim vel bonu vel kol b'nei Yisrael, that just like there, any yid is included in the parasha, so to hear any yid is going to be included in the parasha. But Beishama doesn't hold it, Gzeir Shav. So Beisham, and the last Gzeir Shav, Afaras Nador Mishloish Ed Yoytas Minolu, how does he know that three Ed Yoytas could be Matineder, so the Gemara says, Nafkum with the Tainus from a different Baisa. Vaidaber Moishes, Mayadi Hashem, Elbin Yisro. Beisak Lulem, Beisak Lulem said, Mayadi Hashem, Nemru, Shabbos Bereshis, Loi Nemru. The Gemara will explain what that means. Ben Azai says, Mayadi Hashem, Nemru, Haforas, Nedorim, Loi Nemru. Rabbi Yossi Bar Nosim, Gomel Allah Masis. Rabbi Yossi Bar Nosim heard this Baisa, but like us, he had no idea what the Baisa meant. So Alpha Basri, Rav Shesh, he followed Rav Shesh all the way to Nahardah. Veloyashkeche. And he couldn't find him. Ozel Basri to Mechuza. Then he chased him to Mechuza. Finally, he met Rav Sheishas. Ashkechei. Amalei, what in the world is Pshat in this? I heard this Braisa. Mayadei Hashem Nemru. Shabbos Bereshis Loi Nemru. What does this Braisa mean? Amalei, he told him. I'll tell you what it means. Mayadei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Bezdin. Mayadei Hashem required Kiddush Bezdin. Meaning, Bezdin once upon a time had to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh. If they weren't Mekadosh L'Chodesh, then you couldn't have a Yontif. Shabbos Bereshis ain't Tzrichim Kiddush Bezdin. Yontif is totally in Kiddush Bezdin. But Shabbos? It's not Toluy in Kiddush Bezdin. That was what the Braisa meant. Mayadei Hashem Nemru. That's Toluy in Bezdin. Whereas Shabbos is not Toluy in Bezdin. So, what's the Havamina? Why would you have thought Shabbos is Toluy in Bezdin? I would have thought, hell, because if it says Gabi Mayadis, the Parsha of Shabbos is set in the Parsha Mayadis and Parsha's Emor. So I would have thought that Shabbos is like Yontif. And just like Yontif requires Kiddush Bezdin, maybe Shabbos also requires Kiddush Bezdin. Kamash Malon, that it doesn't. My Mayadei Hashem Nemru Aforas Nemru. So then he continued. He said, Rav Sheishas, explain to me the second part of the Braisa. Mayadei Hashem Nemru Haforas Nedarim Loi Nemru. My Nishmita Eitzel Har Sinai. My Ine Haforas Nedarim Eitzel Mayadei Hashem. So he told him, Mayadei Hashem Tzrichim Mumchen. In order to do Kiddush Bezdin, we just said, you're the best. How many Dayanim? Three. The Dayanim have to be mumchin. Haforas nedarim eino tzricha mumchin. That's the drasha. Haforas nedarim doesn't require. Iva Rashi Amatis. If it says in the Torah, he told him Rashi Amatis. I'm Rav Chizda. I'm Rav Yoichin. Be Yochid mumcha. If it's a Yochid, then the Yochid in fact has to be a mumcha. However, if you're going to use three, in that case, he doesn't have to be mumcha. So just to conclude, the parsha of Haforas Nedarim. The parish of Haforas Nedarim begins, Vayidaber Moshe El Roshe Amatis Livnei Yisrael Lemar. And although we came out of the sugyo that to a degree, Roshe Amatis, those words teach me a halacha, and that is that if you want to be Matan Eder by one person, you can, only if that person is a Chashuv, he's from the Roshe Amatis, he has to be a mumcha, but certainly the Iker Parsha of Haforas Nedarim wasn't said to the Roshe Amatis. In which case, the poshet, simple reading, the Shnayim Mikra V'yechad Targum, when the Baal Koyer reads on Shabbos, it's a little misleading. Vayidaber Moshe, Moshe spoke to the Roshe Amatis, Zeh Adov HaShatzir V'Hashem, Ishki Yidr Nedal HaShem V'Yishav HaShvua. Why is Moshe only talking to the Roshe Amatis? Again, we learned the halacha from the words Roshe Amatis. A Yochad Mumcha could be Matar Ned. But is the parsha talking to Afka the Torah? No, the parsha is talking to every yid. There's a sif cotton that happens to be Nageya, Rosh Hayamatis, because they're the only ones qualified to go ahead and be Mataneda if they're being Mataneda by themselves. What's Pasha of Shana in the Pasha? And the Rishayim grapple with it. Why was this parsha said to the Rosh Hayamatis? The parsha of Shabbos wasn't said to the Rosh Hayamatis. The parsha of pick any parsha in the Torah wasn't said to the Rosh HaMatis. Why was the parsha of Nedarim said specifically to the Rosh HaMatis? So the Ramban discusses it, and the Ramban says one dover niflo. He says, "Ve'ulai sorich lahalim ela chukim mehem." It could be the parsha of Nedarim is very sensitive, and you can't teach the parsha of Nedarim to a regular yid. You know why? Shla yinagu kalus reish ben Nedarim. Aval lechach meyisrael Rosh HaShevteim limid haMishpat. This is not just the parsha of Nedarim. This is the parsha of Haforas Nedarim. This is the parsha of Haforas Nedarim. If you're going to go ahead and tell someone, you can promise, and then you can be Matan Neder. You could say Kol Nidre on Yom Kippur. You could say Mutalach, 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 Shimon Rabbeisai, Dayana Mumchin on Erev Rosh Hashanah. People are going to be Mekel. They're going to have Kalas Reish. They'll promise, they'll swear through their teeth. But, so Rosh Hashanah, I said Kol Nidre, they're going to be Noye Kalas Rosh. So the Ramban says the Torah was sensitive not to just share this parsha with everybody in the world. So Hashem told Moshe, V'osu l'oymei b'fnei ha'maretz. Tell this parsha to the Rosh HaMatis. Call the Chshuvim and tell them there's a parsha in the Torah, it's called Haforas Nedarim. There's a parsha in the Torah, it's called Haforas Nedarim. I don't want everyone to know about this because people have to think that you make a neder, it's the most chomer thing in the world. You can't get away from it. I don't want people to think that you can make a neder, I'll make my husband hear it and he'll say Mufalach, Mufalach, and I'll be done with it. No, it's not so simple. So that people shouldn't be noya kalas reish minadarim. It's for that reason you have to be uber sensitive before. In fact, historically speaking, there were times where they didn't learn Masechtas Nedarim in yeshivas, specifically the latter prokem of Masechtas Nedarim, which deal with the sugyas of Atara and the sugyas of Afara, because they were so worried about this idea, which has a makor in the Torah. This is a 3,000 plus year Yisoid. We're already worried about. Daber el roshe hamatois. Don't shear the nuances of Atoris Nedarim and Aforis Nedarim to the Moinam, because I don't want everyone to know about this. They shouldn't be noya kalas rosh. But I'll tell you something brilliant that I saw from the Lutzkerov and the Znaim Lutera. He says, Vaidaber Moshe el roshe hamatois al b'nei Yisrael. Something that I think we can all relate to, also very much in Yonah D'Yayma. Yochol Shalai Omar Moshe Parashazu Elu V'Nasiyim Belvat, says the Lutzkerov. You know why the Torah spoke to the Rashi Amatois? V'nira, l'fi shehei mavtichim l'fnei abechiros. Because you know who makes more promises than anybody else? People that are elected officials. Roshei Hamatos, Nesiim. He says, B'fnei HaBechiros, before the elections, L'kisei HaNesius, they promise, Horizov, L'Beichreim, you vote for me, I'm going to change the world. We're going to lower taxes. Everything is going to be great. V'achakach yeshehem misrashlim. And then somehow, in quotations, they somehow get a little bit shvach. L'kayim es moitzis v'sehem. They don't keep all the promises that they make. V'nimtzim shehem yoshem al-kiseh ha-nasiyas b'mir mevavol. So it comes out, this that they were voted into office, it was all predicated on lies, on false promises. L'kach t'instavu ha-nasiyah b'miyuchad. That's why the Torah spoke directly to the Rosh. Of course, this is negeya all the Yidden. But there's a little emphasis over here on the Rosh Hamatos, because you Roshei Hamatos, who walk around making promises to your constituents, to your voters, I want you to know, Lo Yachal Devari applies to you too. You have to make sure that you keep those promises, lower taxes the way you said, build new school, pave the roads, make the airports more efficient, do everything that you said, repeal the healthcare. What else?
Build the wall.
Build the wall. Do everything you said you were going to. So he sends you at the end, the Lutzkerov. He says, so I went through the drush over there. It's fascinating. One beautiful thing he says over there, he says that it's not a coincidence, and Devin Ezra already says this, it's not a coincidence that in Parshas Matis, you know what you have? You have the story of the Bnei Gad and the Bnei Ruvain. Who are the Bnei Gad and the Bnei Ruvain? The Bnei Gad and the Bnei Ruvain, they wanted to settle Beivra Yarden. So they come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they tell Moshe, we'd rather settle over here. So Moshe sits down and he negotiates a deal with them. The deal is, we have to go fight. You're not going to settle here and get away from the war that your brothers are now going to have to fight. If you're willing to come along and fight, but not just come along, you're going to lead the way. You're going to be on the front lines. Then, after all the Yidden settle land, you can go back. I'll give you land Be'evra Yardi. That was the deal that they made. So the Lutzkerov said that Parshas Matos, this parasha of Vayidaber Moshe Rashi Amatis of Bnei Yisrael, is not coincidentally next to the parasha of Bnei Gad of Bnei Ruvain. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rashi Amatis, made a deal. They made a promise. They used their power as elected officials to negotiate, to cut a deal together with their constituents. You have to keep the deal. Just like Bnei Gad of Bnei Ruvain have to keep their end of the deal, Moshe, you also have to keep your end of the deal. The Yidden have to keep their end of the deal. A deal is a deal. You made a promise. It's something that you're going to have to keep. So again, there's a special exclamation mark, a special emphasis on the Rosh Hashanah. When it comes, we'll pick up on this note in Yetzir Shem tomorrow.